Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. The Mishnah gets to the heart of the Torah's prohibition against Edom Zomim, and it considers the fact that there isn't a mitzvah in the Torah not to be an Eid Zomim. The prohibition is the general prohibition against giving false testimony. Lo sa'ane v're'echa eid shaker. You shall not bear false witness against your fellow Jew. So one who lies in the court already is in violation of that Isser from the Torah. It's one of the Seres Adibros, the Ten Commandments. And according to the opinions we have here in our Mishnah, the consequences are potentially malchus, lashes. The question is, what happens if a person is an Eid Zomem? So not only is he over the generic prohibition of Lo Sa'aneh V're'echa Eid Shaker, in addition, they did this nasty conspiracy for which they get Kasher Zamam, as they conspire to do. The question is, if one gets Kasher Zamam, let's say he's paying the 200 zuz penalty for trying to make someone else lose 200 zuz, does he also get malchus, the punishment, lashes, for violating the law of giving false testimony? Okay, so that's a machlokas tanaim. Now, first let's just see it inside, then we'll discuss a few of the issues here. So the first opinion, Reb Meir, not lalacha, says, if me'idin anu v'ishploni shechayv l'chavero masayim zuz, if Ernie and Bert come into the Bezin and they say that Reuven owes Shimon 100 zuz, and then it turns out the nimtzu zomamin, it turns out they were conspiring and they were lying because two other witnesses came and said, Ernie and Bert, you could know about Reuven's debt to Shimon because you were with us at the time that the loan supposedly happened, not with them. So then, says Reb Meir, Lokin u'mishalmin. Both they get the punishment of Malchus, they get lashed for violating Lo Sa'aneh V're'echa Eid Shaker, and also mishalmin, they paid 200 zuz to fulfill the Vasis Malok Kasher Zamam. You do to them as they conspired to do. Why? Shelo Hashem ha-mevi'u l'dei Makos, mevi'u l'dei Tashlumin. Reb Meir says the reason is because they're two separate psukim. One generic pasuk about giving false testimony, a second pasuk talking about Edom Zomim getting special punishment. Since they both stand sort of separately, there'll be a double punishment for someone who is a violation of, like, who's, to whom both are applicable. That's Reb Meir's opinion. And the Chacham Omrim, no. Kolam Mishalom in Oloke, they say no. Once a person is paying as an Eid Zomem, doing Kasher Zamam, he'll be off the hook from getting Malchus. And that'll be the din. The din will be, if you pay, you don't get Malchus. Now, the basis of the Chacham and the Halacha is that the Pasuk says, when we're talking about Malchus, it says, Vi Kahu, and you'll lash him. And the Pasuk goes on to say, Kedei Rishaso, according to his evil deed, in the singular. Okay, his wickedness in the singular. So since we're saying in the singular, so the Gemara understands that's telling you, Mashum Risha Achas Ata Machayvo, you'll punish him in one mode, Viata Machayvo Mashum Shtei Rishios. You won't punish him in two separate ways. So that means once he's getting lashes, he's not going to get Malchus, excuse me, not going to pay, once he's paying money, he's not going to get Malchus as well, says the Chacham. Okay, now, Rebbe Meir disagrees with that. Rebbe Meir says, we have a precedent elsewhere that a person can actually get both lashes and have to pay monetary compensation. The precedent for that is what's called the Motzi Shemra, the person who lied about his wife, claiming that she actually was adulterous after they got engaged, or married, whatever, after they had Erison. And that person, the Motzi Shemra, has a financial penalty applied to him as well as Malchus. So Reb Meir holds that's a precedent that would apply back to here as well. The Chacham say it's not applicable to here for whatever technical reasons. And as for the Drasha, Reb Meir says, yeah, it's true, there's this Kedei Risha, so it's only one kind of punishment, not two. But he says it only applies if you are going to have Malchus and Misa. You wouldn't give both of those. But in general, you could have Malchus and a financial payment, because again, they come from two different sources in the Pesukim. Now, the din is like the Chachamim. Now, do not get confused. If you're not confused, then good, you can, you know, stop listening now. Do not get confused with the discussion of Lav She'en Bo Maisa. It's true, there's a principle, and it's a halacha, that if one violates a lav that doesn't entail, that the violation doesn't entail some physical action, and normally Dibor, just speaking alone, doesn't constitute a physical action, then there's no punishment of Malchus. So here, you would say, listen, wait a second. Giving false testimony is a lav she'en bo ma'isa, because the Torah says don't do it, but contravening it doesn't involve some physical action. It just requires, you know, speaking with your mouth. That doesn't count as a testimony. And therefore, that should be a reason why there should be no malchus. Well, that's true. And that indeed is how, even how Reb Meir holds. Like the chum, that's halacha. In our case here, there's a special rule. The special rule is that Edom Zomin get malchus based on the drasha we saw before. Remember that drasha we had in the previous Mishnah, talking about Bin Hakos, the drasha that says if you can't give the Kasher Zaman penalty for whatever reason, like for example the Ben Grusha case or whatever it is, you give malchus instead. So since there's a malchus punishment that goes in place of Kasher Zaman in certain cases, you see that being in violation of Losana Berecha Et Shaker can lead to malchus. So that being the case, it's an exception to the rule. So therefore, even though there is a shita that holds that a law of Hashem Bo Maisa could get malchus, in general, that's not true, and not even Rameir holds that. But in our case over here, based on those drushas, Rameir holds you can get both pay and malchus, and the Chacham say no. You only, if you pay, you don't get malchus. It's one or the other. Worth noting also that there are other scenarios outside of the scope of Edom Zomin where the penalty might be both you have to pay money and also get malchus. And there's a machlokas amarayim. Since the halacha is you don't get both, the question is which do you get? Is it meshalman ve'ino lokin or is it lokin ve'ino meshalman? Do you pay and not get lashed, or do you lash and not get paid, not have to pay? I should say. There the halacha is going to be that lokin ve'lo meshalman. We would give lashes and not force them to pay. But in the case of Edom Zomin, it's different. Here, if they conspire to make someone lose money, they would pay what they conspire to make him lose instead of getting lashes.